Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We continue with the next in our series in the most important things to know about our faith. Today, the Mass and the Eucharist. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. I know people who live in the beauty of the mountains, or near the ocean, and they've become so familiar with it, they don't even see it anymore. That can too easily happen to us with the great gift of the Mass. So we need to comprehend the reality of the Mass so that we don't take it for granted. The greatest event in the history of the world is the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. By this event, which we call the Paschal Mystery, Jesus saved us from sin and death and the power of the devil, and he began to recreate the world. The Paschal Mystery means all the saving events that took place from Holy Thursday, when Jesus celebrated the Last Supper, his suffering death on Good Friday, his descent to the dead on Holy Saturday, his glorious resurrection on Easter Sunday, and his ascension into heaven. In the Mass, the Holy Spirit makes those saving events from the life of Jesus present, not in our memory, not figuratively, not in our imagination, but truly present. The Catechism teaches, in the Eucharist, the Church is, as it were, at the foot of the cross with Mary, united with the offering and intercession of Christ. In the Mass, we are at Calvary, united to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus are made present in the Mass, so that his victory over Satan, sin, and death may continue in us and in the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. From the time of Jesus until now, the Mass has two essential parts, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. Let's start with the liturgy of the Word. Many people love the movie The Passion of the Christ or the series The Chosen, because they help us imagine the life of Jesus. The Mass does something infinitely better. It puts us in actual, real contact with Jesus and the saving events from his life. And it does so through these two parts of the Mass, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. In the liturgy of the Word, the readings don't just recount something that took place in the past. No, in fact, it's so much more. When the gospel is read in the Mass, the Holy Spirit makes present the events we can't see. The Catechism says it this way. In the liturgy of the Word, the Holy Spirit recalls to the assembly all that God has done for us. The liturgy not only recalls the events that saved us, but actualizes them, makes them present. Think of one scene from the life of Jesus that moves you. Oh, how I wish I could have been there, we might think. But when that event is read at Mass in the Gospel, the grace of the event is made present, like the leper being cleansed, or the call of the apostles, or the forgiveness of the woman caught in adultery. The Holy Spirit makes the grace of those events present here and now in the liturgy, so that what took place then can take place in us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. By his sacrifice of the cross on Calvary, Jesus offered himself to the Father. In the liturgy of the Eucharist, Jesus makes his sacrifice present so that we can offer ourselves to the Father with and through Jesus. Now in the Mass, the altar represents the cross, for it is there that his sacrifice is made present. Before the consecration, the bread and wine represent us. And when these gifts are placed on the altar, it signifies that we are joining the sacrifice of our lives to that of Jesus, that we are mounting the cross with him to offer ourselves to the Father through the sacrifice of Jesus, through his sacrifice on Calvary, which is made present right there in the Mass. When the bread and wine are placed on the altar, our attitude ought to be, Father, I give myself entirely to you. I give you my prayer and work and joy and suffering, everything, and I unite it to the sacrifice of your Son made present here. The priest will then say, he will invite, lift up your heart, and we will offer our heart to Jesus, responding, we lift them up to the Lord. Now your sacrifice is joined to Jesus, and your sacrifice takes on a new value, infinite value, because it's united to the offering of Christ. The greatest good you can do for your family, friends, and even enemies is to go to the Mass and offer it for them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. With the consecration, the priest says, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. And take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." The consecration is the moment when the bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. After the consecration, the substance of the bread and wine are gone, and Jesus Christ is truly present. As I said, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The Catechism says, by the consecration of the bread and wine, there takes place a change of the whole substance of the bread into the substance of the body of Christ our Lord, and of the whole substance of the wine into the substance of his blood. And this change is called transubstantiation. And at that moment, we are now in the physical presence of Jesus Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Before communion, the priest says, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. At this moment, we are about to have God Himself come into our bodies and souls in the Eucharist, and so we respond like the centurion in Matthew chapter 8, upon learning that Jesus was about to come into his house, where he said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And then we receive Jesus in Holy Communion. We gave ourselves to God in the offertory of the Mass, and now He gives Himself to us in the Eucharist. What a wonderful exchange! And receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is the closest possible union with God this side of heaven. St. Faustina writes, The most solemn moment of my life is the moment when I receive Holy Communion. I long for each Holy Communion, and for every Holy Communion, I give thanks to the Most Holy Trinity. If the angels were capable of envy, they would envy us for two things. One is receiving Holy Communion. The other is suffering. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, the Mass is the way that Jesus has given us to worship God. And the Mass is the greatest form of thanksgiving. In fact, the word Eucharist means literally thanksgiving. And receiving the Eucharist is absolutely nourishment for our soul with the bread of life. Mm. But the purpose of the Mass is also union with God, which is the goal of life. And so, in one sense, we could say we come to the climactic moment of the Mass, receiving communion, union with God, and then we just run away.
Yeah.
And totally ignore him.
Yeah.
Which, to me, is insanity. I mean, like the definition of insanity. You come to the climactic moment of something and then you just run away? Why is it that, okay, let's put it this way. The most important moment is when Jesus is physically present within us for about 15 minutes after we receive Holy Communion. That should be the most important moments of our day, of our week. To then just give him our undivided attention for 15 minutes. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to say anything. Just be attentive.
I think what you just said there is exactly what I've been reflecting on as my problem, which is I don't have an undivided attention to give him. This has been one of my biggest battles recently, is trying to reclaim my focus and trying to, if I'm not exercising my brain in the right way in my daily life, it's so hard to then sit down in Mass and sit down in silence and sit down and be really focused and recollected the whole time, and even when I leave. And I think I'm sure I'm not alone in that, in the sense that I think it's actually beautiful that the Mass is one of the few things that we do as Catholics every week, maybe even every day, that requires us to fully set down our phones, respond to no one, be completely undivided, be completely undistracted. And it is one of my big goals just to practice that so that I can give him my attention. Because I notice, even with as few distractions as there are in Mass, I'm like a bucking bronco.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a few things going on here that we could all work on. First, when we go to Mass, pay attention. Try your hardest to pay attention to every word. All you have to do is just pay attention to the words. Pay attention to the prayers every word. Pay attention to the readings, every word. Just pay attention. Now, you say, well, that's the problem. I can't. I'm so distracted. Okay, then I think there's two aspects here. One, what's going on in our life that's making us so distracted? Are we giving in to too many distractions unnecessarily? Now, I can speak for myself that when I spend a lot of time with headlines or news or YouTube or social media, all this extra flood of information, if I have a flood of unnecessary information, my brain is overwhelmed and I'm going to be distracted. A flood of unnecessary information makes me more distracted. And the more I shut down the flood, the less distracted I am.
So in kind of an ironic way, we have to pay attention to what's distracting us.
And remove it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll find you have way more attention to give. See, what I think it is that our attention is sapped. Our attention is wiped out. It's overwhelmed. Stop giving your attention to unnecessary things so that you can give it to necessary things.
Yeah. Well said. That starts long before we get into Mass. But going to Mass, that alone is such a wealth of graces, and even the physical practice of doing it is so good for our attention.
Yeah. I would say, obviously, we need to go to Sunday Mass, but I would really encourage, and I'd like to suggest this, encourage everyone praying with us to make this resolution. Go to one extra Mass this week. Go to one extra Mass this week. It will do a world of good. And make it a two for one. Go to one extra Mass this week and offer it for a loved one that's fallen away from the faith. Because the Mass is the infinite and perfect prayer of Jesus. Nothing better you could do for that loved one. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.